Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to kick off season 2 of our podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. It's called We Are REC. Every week we'll release a new episode talking to different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify. Just do a quick search for We Are REC. We are having a conversation today with Casey Hollins. She is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And Casey, I understand today you're going to explain to me how sometimes it's better if my thermostat is smarter than I am.
Yes, they certainly do develop technology at a rapid pace. And here lately, it seems like that technology can outsmart a lot of us, and myself included. So we just want to talk about the smart thermostat technology and talk through the two most popular models so that anybody who's considering purchasing a smart thermostat to help them better control their electric use can do so by making a smart decision.
So what should somebody consider if they are realizing that this is the way they should be controlling the temperature in their house? How do you decide what is the best one for you to use?
There's a lot of things to know when you're considering changing the thermostat. One of the things that we really want to emphasize to everybody is that heating and cooling costs, they account for around half of almost everyone's electric bill or energy bill. So when it comes to being able to reduce your energy use or cut your home energy costs, the greatest impact that you can have is with a programmable thermostat. And you can see pretty significant savings by installing the thermostat and then using it to its fullest capability. We just said it's gotten smarter, so it definitely makes it easy for anybody to be able to use and to achieve cost savings. There are a lot of different types of thermostats that are on the market. All of them are actually Wi-Fi enabled. And one of the great things is that you can use a mobile device like a tablet or an iPad, or you can use your mobile phone to adjust the settings. So let's say you're gone from home and you forgot to change setting, or you didn't have it programmed to do that automatically, you can make that adjustment from wherever you are. And the other really cool thing about some of the newest smart thermostats on the market is that they have voice control. You know, a lot of people love having the Amazon Echo in their home or talking to Alexa. And so now some of the newer thermostats have that enabled as well. So you can tell your thermostat what you want it to do. They have multiple sensors. So you place smaller devices that come with the thermostat in various parts of the home. And that helps to balance the heating or the cooling, to track the temperature preferences, and then to use that data to optimize a schedule for you that's designed to really manage the amount of energy that you're using to heat or cool your home. So things to consider would be, do you want a thermostat where you can voice command what you want it to do? Do you want to be able to control it through an app from your mobile phone or your tablet? And then price is certainly something that everybody needs to consider. What is the budget? What are the smart features that you want your thermostat to have? Because typically the smart features can equate to the cost that you will pay. And then what else matters to you? Does it matter to you what color it is? Does it matter to you what size or style? And then just make sure that whatever product you choose, that it supports your heating and cooling system.
What are the two most popular options that you find most people are choosing?
So the two most popular models on the market today are the Nest third generation learning thermostat and the Ecobee 4. They're the most popular and the most sophisticated devices in this programmable thermostat category. Both of those devices cost around $250. But like I said, the way that these thermostats are designed, they really work to help you save. So you can typically recoup the cost of your thermostat based on the energy that you save. There are a lot of things about the two thermostats that are similar. Both can be adjusted by a computer, a tablet, or a smartphone, or Google Assistant, or Amazon Alexa devices. And the EcoBee 4 are even designed so that they have a built-in Alexa-enabled speaker. So you can pair the device with your Alexa if you have one. Both the thermostats can interact with other smart devices. So if you have implemented other smart technology within your home, it can interact with those devices as well. And then you can also set up geofencing. So you can use your phone's GPS to determine if you're home, and then the temperature can automatically adjust based on the fact that you've paired your phone and your thermostat. And then the Nest geofencing will also work on multiple phones. So if you want to pair it with your phone, but you also want to pair it with your spouse's phone, then you can set it up that way so that it can make those smart adjustments based on which of you or both of you if you're at home. And then while EcoBee only supports one phone, it makes up for it with its sophisticated sensors that it has that you place throughout the home.
I love that it will give you notifications and that you can pair them with your phone. So with so many people working from home and kids not being in school these days and some parents still having to go back to work, if the kids are at home on a hot day and they're jacking the air conditioner up, it'll send you a notification and you can go in and set the air conditioner back the way that it was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's really important. And not just the notifications about how the settings are, or if someone has changed the setting, but they also can send you reminders for having your HVAC system serviced and send you reminders to check and or replace your air filters within your home.
I think it's great that there's such a low cost point or low entry into the market, I guess you would say, that they really do probably within just a few short years pay for themselves and they have a long shelf life.
Yes, they do. I have an older version of an EcoBee thermostat, and I've had it for quite a few years, and I am pretty envious of all the new features, but I would definitely say that the cost that I put into it has definitely paid for itself and made it worthwhile. I think we've talked about my thermostat before and how in my home, my kids literally look at the thermostat on a regular basis. They'll check it to see what the weather is going to be. They'll check it to see not just what today's weather is going to be, but the weather for the week. And so it's really different than the standard thermostat that I grew up with.
In some cases, the only thermostat you may have had when you were a kid is the wood stove and how many logs were in it and when you needed to add it. And these kids now are growing up being able to check the indoor thermostat for what the weather tomorrow is going to be.
It's definitely a different world that we live in. So I talked about the similarities, but I also wanted to talk about the differences. There's just a few things I wanted to point out. So the Nest thermostat is powered by a rechargeable battery. And that's important for a lot of people if you're environmentally sensitive, the fact that it has that rechargeable battery. And it's also a learning thermostat. So it automatically learns your schedule. So when you begin to use your Nest thermostat, it can make a few assumptions and create baselines for you and recommendations for you. And then from there, it continues to learn and then respond to adjustments. So for example, prior to the pandemic, when my kids were in school and I was working in the office, there was a big chunk of the day when nobody was home. So there was really no need for me to have the thermostat set at the temperature that keeps us most comfortable. So we had programmed our thermostat to adjust to a higher temperature when we were away. And then based on when people started to come home. So if my older children started to come home from school and my husband from work, then we had it set to automatically be adjusted to that comfort temperature. So we were able to save on our energy cost during the big part of the day when nobody was home and then still maintain our comfort when we got back home. But now that I'm working remotely, we're all at home all the time. A Nest thermostat would have responded to that adjustment and made that adjustment on its own instead of, like I said, I have an older EcoBee thermostat. And because of that, I had to manually tell my thermostat how I wanted it to make adjustments to the temperature. The Ecobee thermostat also has to be hardwire installed. There's a touch screen, so you can just easily touch anywhere on the screen, just like you would popular mobile devices. And it analyzes your HVAC data for about 18 months. And it also, I mentioned that there's smaller sensors that you place in various parts of your home. And it tracks not only the temperature, so if you have a room that receives a lot of sunlight, but it also tracks motion. So it knows if that room is occupied. And then it can make adjustments to the temperature to keep the home more balanced, which really helps you to save. So the two devices, like I mentioned, they connect with other energy devices. So if you have other smart devices like a humidifier or other devices within your home, you can connect those. So, you know, it's really great. There's lots of programmable thermostats on the market. Those are the two popular, and we're not advocating for one or the other or for either of those, but we do advocate that our members really consider using a programmable thermostat. And if we really recommend that you set it up using the programmable settings so that you can save energy and save money.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Casey. This was some interesting information. I'm going to have a whole new conversation with my husband when he gets home this evening.